Georgia has a doctor shortage, as do many states with large rural areas. A recent study by the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute found that two-thirds of the state's counties don't have enough doctors, and most of those counties are rural. So one medical school is trying to target a specific kind of teenager they think might be drawn to small-town medicine, teens who call a small-town home. Michael Caputo of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Welcome to med school.
Dr. Jean Sumner is dean at the School of Medicine at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, and she's making a pitch to a couple of dozen high school students.
We don't have enough applicants from rural Georgia, we're really trying to look for ways to build up our applicant pool from those areas because those are the kids we want. We need to develop a farm team.
Farm team takes added meaning when you consider these high schoolers come from 4-H clubs in southeast Georgia. It's a first for Mercer and the state 4-H organization, giving rural kids a taste of what it's like to be in medical school, from simulating doctor-patient conversations.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kelly. I'll be helping you out today.
To learning how to test a reflex.
You're hitting the tendon here, okay? Mm-hmm. And then it's...
Don't be shy.
After she taps a knee, McKinley Cranford explains her hope to serve her hometown as a pediatrician.
Just helping people that I've always known, and then like my friends, kids, and people like that that come back to Cochrane, that I don't want to help them.
Laura Harker is a healthcare policy analyst for the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She likes the Mercer 4-H recruitment effort, but...
It's really important to focus on the current issues with rural hospitals and clinics that they're facing with having to care for so many people living in poverty or who are uninsured and not able to pay for care.
Harker says that can leave rural hospitals in shaky financial condition, and that can make setting up a practice in small towns unattractive to doctors. So Mercer is thinking outside the box, seeking out kids who already know rural life really well and hopefully like it enough to want to return home after college. Frank Carter is on the Georgia 4-H Foundation's board of directors. He's also a physician practicing in Waynesboro, population 5,800.
So that is the beauty of this program and where we hope it sticks, is that you get rural youth that understand small towns and like small towns and will live in a small town.
People like Nick Morrow.
I'm going back home. I'm from a small town in northwest Georgia, and that's where I'm going back to.
Morrow is a medical student at Mercer right now. When he graduates, he says he wants to practice near his home in Cartersville. Morrow says young people in rural areas need help to see what's possible in healthcare.
There's plenty of children in these small towns, just like me, that have the aptitude to do these things. It's just sometimes they don't end up doing that with their life because they don't have a clear path in front of them. Their dads and moms aren't doctors and lawyers. You know, they come from a rural background.
Morrow is just the kind of person Mercer University hopes to find through its collaboration with 4-H. To help, the medical school has set aside a $35 million state grant for scholarships to any medical student, 4-H or not, willing to work in a rural setting after graduation. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon, Georgia.